The Fayetteville Women's Concert Series is wrapping up its second season later this month on the 13th with a performance by Sarah Lothan at 612 Coffee House and Bar. Presented by nonprofit organization Bulldozer Health, the series highlights women musicians and raises money for both them and the nonprofit. Sarah recently came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio along with Wendy Love Edge, founder of Bulldozer Health, to talk with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the series.
This is our second year doing the series. The first year, the nonprofit that benefited was a different one here in Fayetteville called Spinster Haven Elder Tree. And so I've been around artists and musicians and dancers my whole life. I'm part of the art community as well. And I've noticed that women seem to, you know, get backburnered a lot in the music industry especially. I think it's a little bit different in some of the other arts, but especially when you look at mainstream music, the statistics are really low as far as inclusion of women. If you listen to the radio, you know, about 17% in 2018, about 17% of the songs that you hear are written or performed by women. So that being said, I really wanted to focus on local women here in the Fayetteville community and highlight them as part of the series and really talk about that in the community so that we can hopefully change those statistics locally, because what you do locally impacts nationally.
Sarah, what's your background in music?
I got started at around 16 years old. I started gigging, just playing all covers with my acoustic guitar, and started playing like just all over Northwest Arkansas. Like downtown Rogers was sort of my scene, like where I started. I went to high school there at Arkansas Arts Academy. And just played little local bar gigs and raised some money like doing that for college, and then went to school for music business. And I went to Oklahoma City for that. I went to the Academy of Contemporary Music and stayed for about like a year and a half, gained some knowledge there, but then decided to move back to Fayetteville because the market here for live music is just a lot greater than sort of what I was seeing, at least at my level in Oklahoma City. So came back here, am now playing in a band we've been playing for a couple of years called Makin' Loaf. And we've started like going out of state, and now we're playing, you know, we're playing all these places in Oklahoma City, everywhere. So yeah, this is just like a good place to start.
When you got into music, did you take notice of these statistics that we were talking about? Did you notice that there were not as many women performing?
Either
on a local level or on the radio?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, I was always kind of, I mean, you know, at that time I wasn't really going to see shows because I was so young.
Sure.
I couldn't really go and see shows where I played shows, really. But I would see, you know, tickets all the time, you know, other names. They have all the artists, like, playing for that month or that week. And, you know, I noticed, you know, maybe I'd see Ashton Barbary or like Samantha Hunt at the time, you know, that was all sort of happening around that same time. And that was about it. Everything else was all kind of like male artists. And I always felt a little bit afraid for myself, like just kind of like, oh, like, I hope that they, you know, want to have me back. I see that they, you know, have all of these guys playing country music and classic stuff that everyone wants to hear in bars. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I will be able to provide that and live up to that, you know, whatever that
right.
was.
Whatever that just stereotype is, or
yeah.
whatever they're looking for a genre. It must be really daunting as a female musician coming into that setting and really holding your ground and saying, I'm important too. What I have to say musically is important. Because when we look at the national statistics, it really looks kind of grim, you know. So kudos to you for sticking with it. And, you know, people definitely need to hear what you have to say. And that's one of the reasons we're doing this series. You know, Bulldozer Health has worked with musicians and artists throughout our project. They kind of understood the project from the beginning. You know, we help people to understand what health and wellness is and to access alternative health care. And And when I first started talking to musicians about doing benefit concerts in the very beginning, they totally understood because many of them don't have health insurance anyway, so they've found other natural ways to heal. And then I realized, oh, with this platform, we can also do things like this, where we're highlighting women in music and helping to bring them forward and raise money at the same time.
What are some of the benefits that you've seen come out, or have you seen benefits come out of having these, you know, women-only or women-focused events?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I see, so when people come and enjoy the music, and I always get up and just do a short introduction to Bulldozer Health and talk about why we're doing it like we are today. What I've seen is the raising awareness in the community. Many people are shocked by the statistics, you know, and so I feel like they leave the events thinking, oh, maybe I'll take a closer look at some of these female artists. And I love that, you know, because as we raise awareness and people understand that this is important, we want to, you know, I'm a feminist. I'm not looking to have women take over, but, you know, some equality would be lovely. Don't you think, Sarah?
I do. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
When you're planning your set list for this event, or maybe you already have it planned if you've thought that far in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Have you given any thought to, as you think about it, have you given any thought to what type of songs you would like to perform since it is a event highlighting women, or do you just want to do what you do and not change anything?
I think the best thing I can do is just do what I do. I really enjoy... I definitely am always like thinking about my audience. Like I'm always kind of thinking about like, you know, what do I feel like these people like kind of need to hear right now? And, you know, I might play some acoustic guitar finger picking stuff, and then I might pick up my electric guitar and do something a little more rowdy and rock and roll stuff, because I love rock. That's my favorite thing to do, is like sing.
Yeah.
Really like pushy vocals, because I like to be sort of in your face. And I feel like that's what sort of the female industry needs a little more of. It's just like that in your face, you know, mm-hmm. I don't care. And you don't have to play a specific type of music to achieve that. It's just
right.
I've attitude seen that. About it.
I've seen that with we've had all different genres in the series. This year particularly, and all different age ranges too. And you know, that really putting it forward, you know, from women who have been playing music, you know, maybe they're now, you know, in their mid or late 60s, and they have people who have been following them for, you know, 30, 40 years who show up, and then new people too, and they really bring it, you know, and I love that, because I think we need to get away from being ageist too, you know. I don't have any stats on that, but that's a whole nother thing, you know.
Oh, man. That's a real thing for sure. Like, I know a lot of the women in the music community, and I've worked a lot with, you know, people of all ages, mm-hmm. that are on all different levels of success. And I have seen specifically, like older women just get treated a little differently. Mm-hmm. In a way that, it's just like...
Oh, absolutely.
Shameful.
Anything else we should know?
So Guitar Center donated an acoustic guitar to help fund the series. And so we've been selling raffle tickets for that. They're only $1 each. There's other... and we'll continue to sell tickets for the acoustic guitar and pull the winner at Sarah's show on December 13th.
Okay, and you can get raffle tickets at the concert.
At the concert, or if they want to reach out and send an email or a message through the website, I'll be happy to meet them and sell them some tickets anytime.
Okay, well, congratulations on another year of the series, and
thank
look
you.
Forward to next year.
Thank you so much.
That was Wendy Love Edge and Sarah Lothan speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajda at the Carver Center for Public Radio. Wendy says she intends to continue the series next year, but may reduce the frequency of concerts from monthly to quarterly. She's also looking for a woman-owned business interested in hosting them. The final concert in this year's series begins at 7 p.m. December 13th at 612 Coffee House and Bar in Fayetteville. Tickets and more information are available at bulldozerhealth.org.